Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso, 6 to 9 a.m.
Laugh a while with Skumba on the Skumba Comedy Hour
on Kaya TV.
Nengo misho dagozi mo se chwalen ipili nint auna mali o palega
nengo so pili
palega. O sugar daddy, a congela, go away. What's up?
I'm in Italy.
Hey, oh,
who's the artist?
I'm in Italy, Drake. But I was thinking about Oscar.
I thought of that.
I'm
feeling home.
Bale. Hey, yo, what's up, Billy?
Oh, hallelujah.
I found now. Who's the minister of IDs? The one minister of ID and my passport.
Yeah,
Mna ka ka tsatsa mutu aka eh. Ni kombela please ne tekan. Tekan sawe. Aga ha mna mba serious aga no uno na manga hlangana ngizomtshela mina iklapini ngithi bayakufuna bayakufuna ukabona ukubona kini bakufuna. Wonke umuntu uyazi bakufuna na uye ekhaya. Hey, mbali bakufuna mama. Ngiyangicela yani yeke. Ronaldo njalo and
ubusobalo yamuntu I was trying to find a clip la kune voice yakhe. Umcabanga ukhuluma kanjani? Uma ngasumbuze. Okay, uthi ikona akhuluma yonke.
Yeah, no, para kakhuluma uyajula la.
Ngathi uno
uno. Bambe bambe.
Ole, tantsa bantu bazana ithu.
Umoshe yonke ingoma ka
something. I can't listen to that song anymore.
Bangibona something so wethu ngicabanga impumulo ka Ronaldo.
I can't listen to that song anymore.
Uvumbuke abantu abantu barajwe. Oh, Bumbo King Kong, what? Kong. What Bumbo King Kong, what? Yes, King Kong. Have you watched King Kong? Have you watched King Kong? Where they hear the sound? Besihlahlaza enyakaza ku King Kong. You know King Kong. You've watched King Kong. I'm gonna watch King Kong today. And then ihlahlaza ithi. The first thing they show impumulo ka Kong. Bathi impumulo ka Kong. Baveza ilihlo la ka Kong. Baveza u Kong. Kule video labantwana bajaba ngicela ngibambe. Amova sizo. Ngifungibambe namfungibambe. Ngithi mina nayi imhlelo yami. Yini le bhodla ngoba u something so wethu akana paraton.
Yo. Ena ngicela ngibambe.
Ubona ikhamera yajike iveza ihlahla. Ngicela King Kong, yaveza ihlahla. Yey, yey, yey. Yavumbuke enye into. Ale, ischool shoes asidabukile. Ngathi lona.
Ngani ngabe ngicela ukubamba ngathi.
King Kong kobonayo.
Okay, I should never ask. I would draw.
Abantwana namawifu bamekahle bagela bavuna imoto ngithi labele moto bayithengipi mana nginandaba ngendaba zabantu it's not my problem ngizwa ngevoice ukuthi mina or something sowethu bekashanyela kule moto ngizwa ngento ekuruzayo kanti hhayi ngithi iyakuruza bona ihlahla amabloom ayayinyakaza amabloom ayawa ehlahleni ma ngithi Ronald Muchengwa so impumulo yazi nama camera kudala ukushuta indaba ngathi ama camera wakudala ngithi lo baba
I take it back
double garage impumulo ki double garage ungafaka 3 imoto kule yampumulo
ngicela ngibambe
nabantwana bathi ha basaba kumqosha ngithi uyothenga shambini bamiza taronzo bathi taro buyele muva ngithi camera uyisa buyele muva uyashuta macala ngifuna ngibambe bam ukhuluma kanjani ngathi intamba ichinte parafini nalalabanabanabanabana hey bakufuna serious ikhaya FM and by the way uchupchup ishaya biphelile isizo umuntu akenza into zakhe kamnandi hey bekunzima amapholoba
what if they're still on production break
no bakhanseliwe labo
no while an investigation is going on
what my piece is an uchupchup bekayivuka ngo Ronald yo bekayivuka
yo
ah uchupchup angazomqosha u Ronald angakatholo ingidina lesho nalesa senza la uchupchup leyo bani le
mosmopati
alright let's check the coordinates of the laptop inga on wanga I press ipeka le para Alexander abana ngathi iskela yenyinto anyway yesterday the dross rapist by the way ngiye dross incredible dross was sentenced to life in prison for the deadly deed that he did to that 7-year-old and I have a feeling that's just me again and these views are just for me ne? This radio station has nothing to do with what I'm going to say now I feel like Nicholas Dino will get a white privilege I just feel it
what do you mean
I mean is it, well, ngazama shita paya boshiyo mina. Angazi ngizama uthama nje besiblome no Oscar. Angazi ngabezo bathi, hey besihle no Oscar, siblome no Oscar, sidla no Oscar. Angazi ngizokuthiwa Oscar blomile nje usejele with whatever that is doing right now in prison.
Do you think that privilege is white privilege or is it financial privilege?
In South Africa, are those two actually different to each other?
In prison?
No.
I think
South
they
Africa.
Are.
In South Africa, generally.
I think when it comes to certain circumstances, you can separate them in some way. Because I think that in the prison When we all know that there's a lot of corruption that takes place. I mean, the department has spoken about it a number of times. Whoever has the money has the power, clearly, because these people are able to buy the wardens. They're able to buy the comforts that come with being in a correctional facility. So I'm just thinking, Guti, even if, let's say you are saying, nobody has said Guti Plomeno Osk, is it because he is white or is it because he has the financial backing in order to buy himself the comforts?
I guess, but what I'm saying, you know, is that the color of money in South Africa is white.
It's still white. Yeah. I get that.
So basically what I'm saying is that I think I agree with Uskum. I don't think he's... If this was some other guy, some gardener somewhere that no one had ever known, that guy was going to have a hell.
It was
going to
be life in prison. Like, it was going to be life in prison.
It was going to be rough for that person. Mm-hmm. This guy, not so much. And quite frankly, I think it's white privilege. I think he'll be enveloped in white privilege. I agree with you.
It's just said that, you know, when Mr. Minister
Ronald Lamula.
Ronald Nye. Lamol was appointed to be the Minister of
Correctional Services.
First of all, he has the educational background to be where he is. He's smart. He's a smart guy. Yeah. He's young. Like, everyone is excited for him to get that post. As Uskumba, I'm disappointed with the decision that he has made so far. Such as Yefis must fall. That has been in jail. The whole country, it's unfair, man.
So do you think
it's highly unfair? It's really unfair for this boy to still go to court and ask for a pardon, and they say, well, we still want to talk to the president for the president presidential pardon. But Fej, how long does it take to sign a document to say to someone must be released? How long does it take in South Africa?
You see, there's processes.
Due process. It's gotta be done procedurally.
Otherwise, if you do it and then you don't do it correctly, and then Ukagesha ends up back in prison, then it's not going to make sense for. But you see, that is what his legal team was saying. Abu Ngugai Tobi were raising a very important thing, that despite there not being enough evidence to prove that he was the one who actually set the car alight, when you are put in a situation and you're put in a corner and you are convinced to, let's say, for example, admit or say, yes, I did 1, 2, and 3, then your legal counsel as well, this is where money also comes in. If you cannot afford the right legal representation, you are found in a situation where you are going to be the one who takes the fall for everybody else, because he was not the only student who was protesting. That's just the reality of the situation.
And also, I think that one of the reasons it has to be done procedurally is you and I know that there are people who are very powerful, who are just watching everything like hawks. If you miss one step, Afriforum is going to take it to court, and this young man is going to end up back in jail. But also, where I agree with you is I think Ukaya, I really think that he should actually get that presidential pardon, not just on just the letter of the law and whether or not he was guilty, but I think that there are moral justice and issues that are far supersede just the issue of the technicality of the law.
I also think so. I mean, like
the country language, like as Valen. Let's close. Let's take a break. Let's say no Ronald Namayolo Ponak. Let's go. Let's leave. As fine. Musibudi. Asambe now, champ. Who's responsible for this thing, Joe?
Yeah.
Who's the Minister of Energy?
We're
from this situation, we go to the next one. We don't give that one attention. We go to the next one. Like, I can tell you that I can't attention. This the whole thing, Akaya, is a matter of agents. It must be put in as a matter of something that is very emergent.
Yeah.
Why is it not? Why is he still in prison?
Look, let's see. Let's hope that the new legal team that he has...
Meanwhile, Nicholas must enjoy his time. Eh? Must try and enjoy his time. 25 years to life.
Yeah.
Let's hope it should be life. Because ngathi life see kuna abantu abathuzo be after 10 years. Abanye abantu after uzo ne parole ngithi mina kahlahle life isho kuthini.
He's going to fall sick
25 years.
He's going to fall sick and then he's going to go on sick parole.
But he did say that he doesn't think he will survive behind bars. So.
Agaye ngale sa slave. Agaye. Hacks. Agaye. I will survive. Agaye. So bana pambili. Agaye.
If you miss the live stream, watch the full episode on kayatv.co.za right now.